but he had to get to the south end of the compound before order was restored, and he meant to have Dinky with him when he arrived. Also, he was furious. Poor little Bodge, who always had a smile for anyone and everyone. He concentrated and felt a sick pain rip through his head. The mind spear flew. Trampas let go of Dinky and gave Ted a look of unbelieving reproach that Ted would remember to the end of his life. Then Trampas grabbed the sides of his head like a man with the worst Excedrin headache in the universe and fell dead on the grass with his throat swollen and his tongue sticking out of his mouth. "Come on," Ted cried and grabbed Dinky's arm. Prentice was looking away for the time being, thank God, distracted by another explosion. "But Danny and Sedge, she can get Sedge," sending the rest of it mentally, "now that she doesn't have to pull Bodge, too." Ted and Dinky fled while behind them Pimley Prentice turned, looked unbelievingly at Trampas, and bawled for them to stop in the name of the Crimson King. Finley Otego unlimbered his own gun, but before he could fire, Danica Rostov was on him, biting and scratching. She weighed almost nothing, but for a moment he was so surprised to be attacked from this unexpected quarter that she almost bowled him over. He curled a strong, furry arm around her neck and threw her aside. But by then, Ted and Dinky were almost out of range, cutting to the left side of Warden's house and disappearing into the smoke. Finley steadied his pistol in both hands, took in a breath, held it, and squeezed off a single shot. Blood flew from the old man's arm. Finley heard him cry out and saw him swerve. Then the young pup grabbed the old cur, and they cut around the corner of the house. "I'm coming for you," Finley bellowed after them. "Yar I am, and when I catch you, I'll make you wish you were never born." But the threat felt horribly empty somehow.